USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The United Auto Workers strike has now entered its 12th day. Former President Trump scheduled to visit Michigan to speak with striking workers at a business location in Clinton Township. The visit comes just a day after President Biden met with workers on the picket line. UAW President Sean Fain remarked on the irony of Trump holding a rally at a non-union business. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell stressed the need for a bipartisan agreement to avert a government shutdown. He says the Senate will do what the House has not been able to do.
We're going to continue to try to reach an agreement, pass it on a bipartisan basis, and hopefully keep the government open.
He emphasized that border concerns can't be addressed if the government closes. Republicans blamed Democrats for overspending last year's budget, stated that Americans deserve an open government and a secure border. Bruce Springsteen rescheduling the rest of his 2023 tour. The boss has been recuperating from peptic ulcer disease in recent weeks, and his doctor has recommended ongoing treatment for the remainder of the year. Springsteen assures fans that he's on the road to recovery and is eagerly looking forward to performing next year. The investigation into then-Vice President Biden's handling of classified material is expanding.
The federal probe into President Biden's handling of classified documents before taking office now extends to an examination of Obama-era security measures and White House procedures. Investigators led by Special Counsel Robert Hur have interviewed a number of witnesses, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, over the course of 9 months. They've questioned a wide range of former aides, from high-level advisors to executive assistants, and even one White House attorney. Sources present during interviews suggest instances of carelessness during Biden's vice presidency have been uncovered.
That's John Schaefer. Tonight's Powerball jackpot up to $850 million at 11 p.m. This is USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. That's 800-738-0170.
Attorney General Merrick Garland assured families who lost loved ones to the fentanyl epidemic that the Justice Department is dedicated to stopping it. Speaking at DEA headquarters, he outlined efforts to target cartels in Mexico and suppliers of precursor chemicals in China. The U.S. Secret Service says two people have been arrested near the White House after ammunition was spotted in plain view inside a vehicle.
The incident happening last night along G Street between 14th and 15th Streets. U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division officers were on a routine patrol and checked out a parked vehicle with ammunition in plain view. When the occupants returned, two individuals were questioned, searched, and taken into custody without incident on weapons charges. They have not been publicly identified. I'm Corey Myers.
Two tickets to Ford's Theater on the fateful night of Abraham Lincoln's assassination have sold for more than face value. RR Auction managed to sell their pair of front row balcony tickets for over $250,000. These tickets, dated April 14, 1865, hold significant historical value. They correspond to Section D, seats 41 and 42, which place them directly across from Lincoln's balcony seats. Good news for TV fans. Hollywood writer's strike nearing an end, and your beloved shows might return soon. In fact, some producers are aiming to resume business as early as this week. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.